Thank you so much. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mr. Chairman, I have the honor to speak on behalf of the state party to the Non-Aligned Movement and other state parties to the convention. Nam, congratulate you, Ambassador Molnar, on your election as the president designate of the 8th Review Conference of the College of the Penn Convention. We are confident that with your diplomatic skills and ability, we will be able to take forward the work of the conference. The group stands ready to engage constructively with you and other state parties to bring the coming 8th Review Conference of state parties to a successful conclusion. Mr. Chairman, the group would like to re-emphasize its position as reflected in the Tehran Final Declaration, a document of the NAM Summit as reiterated by the NAM 17 Ministerial Conference held on 26-29 May 2014, Algeria, in which the Minister of the Non-Aligned Movement, State Party to the Biological and Toxin Weapon Convention, recognized the particular importance of the extension in the Convention through multilateral negotiation for a legally binding protocol and universal adherence to the Convention. They reiterated their call to promote international cooperation for peaceful purposes, including scientific, technical exchange. They underlined the importance to maintain the close coordination among the NAM state parties to the convention and highlighted that the BTWC forms a whole and that although it is possible to consider certain aspects separately, it is critical to deal with all of the issues interrelated to this convention in a balanced and comprehensive manner. The Minister of the Non-Aligned Movement State Party to the BTWC welcomed the active participation by NAM state parties in the 7th BTWC Review Conference held in Switzerland from 5th to 22nd December 2011 to advance their position on this convention, particularly their key role in the adoption of the important decisions related to the implementation of Article 10 of the BTWC, especially by emphasizing the need for enhancing international cooperation, assistance and exchanges in toxins, biological agents, equipment and technology for peaceful purposes, bearing in mind the action plan on the implementation of Article 10 submitted by the Non-Aligned Movement state parties at the 6th Review Conference and the additional NAM state parties' proposal on a mechanism for the full implementation of Article 10 of the Convention on 2013. The Minister of the Non-Aligned Movement state party to the BTWC emphasized the importance of the BTWC role in the total prohibition on all biological toxin weapons. They reiterated that multilateral negotiations aimed at concluding a non-discriminatory legally binding agreement dealing with all articles of the Convention in a balanced and comprehensive manner would sustainably strengthen the Convention. Mr. Chairman, the group of the Non-Aligned Movement and the State Party to the BTWC attaches great importance to the issue of international cooperation as the first priority of the group and continue to believe that there is a need for an effective mechanism to ensure the full, effective and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10. The enhancement of international cooperation for the use of biological agents for peaceful purposes is an essential part of the compliance with the Convention and is crucial for the realization of the purpose and objective of the Convention. Any measures identified within the framework of the Convention to mitigate biological risks should be implemented in a manner to ensure that legitimate peaceful activities, including international cooperation, would not be hampered. Mr. Chairman, these recent developments once again highlighted the need to conclude a legally binding agreement on appropriate multilateral verification arrangements. In the past, useful work has been done in this regard under the BWC in the ad hoc group, and the NAM continues to attach high importance to preserving and eventually resuming that work. NAM stresses that the national implementation under Article 4 of the Convention requires commitments towards the implementation of all provisions of the Convention. In this regard, NAM is of the firm view that the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10 is of high importance. It is imperative that any export control measures adopted by state parties at the national level should be in full conformity with the Convention obligations and create an environment conducive to full, effective and non-discriminatory implementation of the Convention provision and should not in any way adversely affect the rights and obligations of the state parties under the Convention. non-proliferation efforts to maintaining export controls are best addressed through multilateral non-discriminatory negotiated guidelines to preserve the integrity and delicate balance that exists in the Convention. Mr. Chairman, it's crucial to note that the Convention has established a system with equal rights and obligations based on the principle of equal treatment of all state parties. Therefore, national implementation measures should not create undue restrictions among state parties, which would hinder the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10. NAM welcomes preparatory process for the coming review conference. NAM looks forward to examine and review specific proposals on their merits and table its own working papers and proposal during next August preparatory work, as well as during the 8th review conference on reviewing the Convention's operation. NAM urges all state parties to the BWC to show the necessary flexibility and political will to strengthen the Convention at the 8th review conference. The group of non-aligned movement and its other state party to the BWC look forward to productive and forward-looking discussion in the coming review conference and assure you of our full cooperation in your work. NAM also looks forward to holding of a successful 8th review conference in 2016. Thank you.